Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Do you know what's happening this weekend, lads? This is happening this weekend. Cannonball Run Ireland is happening. It's just so much crack. It is basically all of the supercars you can think of.
Yeah.
Driving across the country and raising amazing amounts of money this year for the Hope Foundation, which does amazing work on the streets of India. But I am very privileged to be going along as a cannonballer this year. My friend at Circle K invited me and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it because I've gone. It always starts in Malahide Castle of late. And I've always brought the kids down to see all the cars. Obviously, I'm a car nut.
They're so cool.
So amazingly cool. So I brought the kids down to see all the stuff, but I've never actually done it. So this year I was like, no, I'm going on the cannonball this year. It's going to happen. It's going to be amazing. So here's the crack. We're kicking off in Malahide Castle tomorrow evening, Thursday evening. You can go down and see all the cars. If you love cars and you want to see 200 plus supercars, that's the place to go. And then the route is going to go on Friday morning, is going to go from Malahide Castle. It's going to go down. I actually have it here in front of me because I always get this wrong. It's going to end up in Killarney on Friday, but it's en route. It's going to go down to Fermoy. It's going to be in...
These aren't short journeys, by the way, either.
No, these are not short journeys. So yeah, Malahide Castle, Fermoy, Bluehaven and Kinsale, and then finish up in Killarney in the Brehon, one of my favourite places where we've got free chicken wings
chicken
for
wings,
life.
Yeah.
Day two goes from the Brehon to Circle K, Ballysimon in Limerick, goes to the Oslo Bar in Salt Hill, and then Sligo Town Centre.
Great.
Day three then is Ross's Point, Sligo.
Wait, so on day two, are you driving all the way from Killarney to Sligo?
To Sligo. Yeah.
Is your car comfortable?
Yeah. By the way, I know what I'm driving, but I haven't revealed what I'm driving yet because I'm picking it up today.
Okay.
So keep an eye on my social media at DaveTodayFM. Later on, you will see what I'm driving in the Cannonball Run. I cannot wait. The day three, then, anyway, Ross's Point in Sligo, Kilronan Castle in Roscommon, Casey Circle K in Roscommon, and we're finishing up in Trim Castle in Trim County Meath. Okay, so
that is some round trip of Ireland to do in the weekend.
It is going, and if you like, you can just come along and see. You can hang out. You can get photos. It's brilliant crack, as I said, raising loads of money for the Hope Foundation as well. It's going to be amazing. But I'm slowly learning things.
Okay,
as we go through. That I didn't know. So, for example, I just found out yesterday that I am dropping the flag on the Cannonball Run.
Wow.
I'm car number one, and I'm going to be the guy going, go, and drop the flag down.
So you're like the equivalent of the F1 ladies that they use walking across the, waving the flag.
Possibly so, I don't know.
Dressed all slick.
Well, we'll get to the dressing, because the dressing is actually the reason I'm talking about this today.
Okay.
First of all, I've learned that. Second thing I've learned is there are three events. So on the Friday night, the Saturday night, and the Sunday night. Friday and Sunday are smart casual. Look, you know me.
Yeah.
I dress like a toddler, right? I'm always in like a pair of shorts and a hoodie, right? So smart casual is, for me, feels like black tie.
Okay, perfect.
But the one on Saturday is called dressy casual.
Oh, I have no concept of what dressy casual is. Is that kind of smart shirt? Is it kind of, we're going towards formal, but not too formal?
I think that's kind of what I'm taking from it, but I still don't really know the difference between smart casual and dressy casual. Is dressy casual like slacks rather than jeans? Can I wear Jordans to all of these events is my main question.
I would say you can't wear Jordans to any of these. I think that's to do that like...
I don't have any other options. I don't have any shoes. I don't know when the last time I owned a pair of shoes. Well, maybe I have to have a pair of shoes.
So dressy casual.
Yeah, if anyone knows 087-4100-102, what is dressy casual? That's my first question. But my main request this morning is I just found out yesterday.
Okay.
That there's a superhero movie theme, like a fancy dress theme.
Yeah.
On the Friday. Well, for most of the weekend, but particularly on the Friday. And I kind of went, are like two people doing this? And I rang a friend of mine who's done the cannonball for about 10 years, Greg. Hey, Greg. And he was like, no, Dave.
Yeah.
Everyone dresses up. You will stand out if you don't dress up.
Oh.
So now I'm in a situation where I'm going and I'm bringing my friend, comedian and podcast host, co-host Neil Delamere with me.
Okay.
And neither of us has a superhero costume or a movie star outfit. So I am begging the people of Ireland, has anyone got any superhero costume that maybe you just have for Halloween, you dress up when you're going out trick-or-treating with the kids? Obviously XL for me, I'd say medium for Neil. I'm thinking Batman and Robin, maybe that might work. Superman and Superdog. That's an option.
Is there any superhero that you've always wanted to dress up as, and now's your opportunity? Like, when you're an adult, Dave, there's very rarely opportunities that you get to dress up, particularly as a superhero. Although Dermot does it a lot for Comic-Con.
He does dress as a superhero.
And he really embraces it.
I don't know who he dresses as. But I couldn't have borrowed his because he's too small.
Like, so is there someone that you've always... Batman.
Really?
If I was to choose one of them, it would be Batman.
I did at one point have a fat Captain America suit. And what that was basically, it was Captain America's colours, the white, the red and blue.
Oh.
But it had a fan in it and it just inflated.
Amazing.
And I did enjoy that, but the fan's broken, so now the suit is no longer an option for me. That was actually my last.
Could you be a deflated Captain America?
Yeah, I tried that and it just looked really sad. But I'm asking you, basically, I suppose in reality, I'm asking the people of the greater Dublin area, unless anyone that happens to be driving to Dublin in the next day or so, can I borrow at least one, if not two, superhero costumes? I really don't care what it is. Sean's saying, like, do you have a dream? No.
Yeah.
I will do, like, I suppose what I won't do is one of those really super figure-hugging ones.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, nobody needs to see that. But if you have any kind of, I don't know, like Captain America, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, like, who else? What other superheroes are? Ant-Man. I don't care what it is.
Hulk?
Hulk, yes. Actually, that might
be a great Hulk.
I'd be a decent Hulk, in fairness.
Hulk and Ant-Man. There we go.
Okay. Look, honestly, if can anyone help it, let us know on 087-4100-102. Because on Friday morning, when I'm in Malahide Castle kicking off the Cannonball Run, I want to make sure I'm fully in it. I don't want to stand out just because I'm not wearing a fancy dress costume. So please let us know. 087-4100-102. Give me a dig out. Is there anything I can borrow of anybody? I'd really appreciate it. But I need it in my hands, I suppose, realistically, on Thursday.
So just to clarify, you're asking the listeners, can you borrow some of their clothes?
Yeah, that is literally what's happening. I am absolutely abusing my position of power here. Dermot and Dave, it is Today FM. Right, we're talking about Cannonball Run. It's happened this weekend and I cannot wait to go. However, I've just found out two things. One, I need to know what dressy casual means. I'm struggling. And two, I need some kind of a superhero costume for Friday. A lot of people trying to define dressy casual, which is quite helpful actually. Dressy casual is shirt, open top button, no tie, definitely trousers, not jeans.
Okay.
And a smart jacket, ideally a blazer. Do you think I own a blazer?
Dave, can I ask, what is the difference between the event on the Friday night and the Saturday night that one is casual and one is dressy casual?
So like, I think the one pedantic on the Saturday is an auction, a sit-down dinner, and the one on the Friday is kind of just like, finger food, drinks, chats and whatever. Yeah, I think so.
That differentiates casual between dressy casual.
Yeah. Smart casual chinos are dark-coloured jeans with a shirt and leather shoes or dressy runners. Okay, I could do that.
This is so unlike you to dress like that.
Dressy casual chinos or suit pants, shirt, and you need to wear a jacket. Could I wear a suit with white trainers? Okay. I'll give it a go. Anyway, that's not even the most pressing issue.
Yeah.
The most pressing issue here is I don't have a superhero costume, okay? Dave, easy costume to come up with. You look cool in it. Captain Underpants. My kids are obsessed with Captain Underpants. I know what that is. I'm definitely not doing that. Someone says, we've got an incredible Hulk, an inflatable Hulk costume, and a Deadpool costume, says Ashing, who's in Dundalk.
Ooh.
Dundalk's not miles away. I could make a run up there in my car, perhaps, today.
I think you and Neil would look very... Like, I think you could pull off the Hulk. I don't know about Neil and Deadpool, but I think... Look, needs must.
Dave, we have a Mr. Incredible costume and we're in Bray.
Mm.
Oh, what about me as Mr. Incredible?
I think you'd be good as Mr. Incredible. We've found loads of stuff that you'd be really good as. It's poor old Neil.
Like, Neil, Elastigirl. Yeah. Surely he could be Elastigirl. Actually, there's a message in from Busy Boots.
Please, can you and Neil dress up as Super Ted and Spotty? That would just be the most amazing thing ever. You'd make a deadly Super Ted. Neil would make a fairly average Spotty, but it would still be brilliant.
If you're not as old as I am, you may not know Super Ted. Super Ted is an amazing cartoon on British TV back in the 80s, I'm going to say.
This is a story about an ordinary teddy bear. When he was made, they found something wrong with him. and threw him away like a piece of rubbish.
Poor Super Ted.
There's something wrong with him.
Spotty then came down from space and turned him into Super Ted, and he's brilliant. Anyway, I would totally go Super Ted, but so far nobody has said they have a Super Ted costume for me. I have a lot of green paint to go as Hulk. Yeah, I don't want to be in the nip is the only thing. Maybe you could dress as a tasty oven chip or something, says someone who has plainly seen the episode of the Fear. Here, I could go and look in our... I think we have a full-size Elmo costume. He's not a superhero, though, is he?
We have Tony Cascarino's zip-up over
there. No, you see, it's got to be a superhero. Anyway, please, if you can help me out, if I can meet you at some point between now and Thursday and get a superhero costume off you, let me know on 087-4100-102. And I cannot wait to do the Cannonball Run. It's going to be absolutely amazing, driving around the whole country. And thanks to everybody who's messaging in, said they'll meet me at wherever spot. I don't know timings, exact timings, but keep an eye on my social media, at DaveTodayFM. And we'll fill you in where we're going to be and what we're doing. The Cannonball Run. It's an amazing thing. It features hundreds and hundreds of supercars driving all around the country and raising a load of money for the Hope Foundation, which is a beautiful charity and brilliant thing to raise money for. I am doing it. I'm very delighted and proud to be doing it with Circle K. I'm going to be going on it, and I'm driving a very, very nice car, which I'll reveal later on today on my social media. At DaveTodayFM is where you'll find that. But I need a costume, because apparently you need to dress as some kind of a superhero or a movie star or a TV star or something. I only found that out yesterday, and now I'm struggling with a costume because I don't have one. And Neil Delamere, the comedian and my podcast co-host, he's coming with me. And he doesn't have a costume either. So Tara Devitt's on the phone. Hey, Tara.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Dave.
Hey, well, Durbin's not here today. It's just me. But I'm here on behalf of me and Neil Delamere trying to find costumes for us. What have you got?
I have a couple for you.
Okay.
So the first one that I have is Captain Birdseye and the fish finger.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't care that Captain Birdseye may not be in inverted commas a superhero. If I could see Neil Delamere dressed up as a fish finger, this would be so amazing. And you say you have another option for me?
Well, I do. So the first option that I was going to go with for this fancy dress party that we were going to, my husband was going to go as Tom Hanks in Castaway, and I was going to go as Wilson.
Oh, now you're talking.
So I looked on eBay and got a Wilson costume, and it's sort of a big inflatable ball.
Yes.
But of course, I'm only 5 foot nothing, so when I tried it on, the ball literally started just under my chin.
Gotcha.
And went down to my feet.
Gotcha.
So I couldn't get into any doors around things, but then we went for the fish finger and the Captain Birdseye costume.
So good.
I think that's definitely the one I prefer, to be honest with you. I need to see Neil Delamere as a fish finger. That is my life's aim. Tara, I haven't made a decision yet because there's a lot of offers coming in, but right now, Captain Birdseye and the fish finger are top of the pile, so I'll be in touch after the show, okay?
That's great, Dave.
All right, Tara. See you later.
See
bye,
you.
Bye, bye,
bye. Bye, bye, bye.
We got a voice note in, and it's definitely not from comedian Neil Delamere. He is definitely not Neil.
Hello, I am a stranger. I think that you should go as Batman and Robin, or maybe Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. But David should wear the less cool outfit. Neil should always be in the cooler outfit. But what do I know? I am just a stranger with my suggestion. I don't know either of the people involved. But Neil is the cooler one. And David is the bad one. Good luck.
Good luck, strange person who definitely isn't Neil Delamere.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.